Welcome to 100 Years Ago in Butte, as told through newspapers of the day. A century ago, divorce proceedings were common news fodder. All the world's atrocities are not committed by the Hun, if allegations contained in the complaint of Lewis Matthews against Elizabeth Matthews, his wife, prove true. She refuses to cook his meals or give him anything to eat. Further, she threatened to use Hun methods and poison his food. According to the complaint, Mrs. Matthews treats her husband with extreme cruelty. It is alleged that she attempted to stab him with her nail file, and that she refused to cook his meals or give him anything to eat, and that when she did cook, she told him it was poisoned. Matthews says that his wife's diabolical intentions have caused him much suffering, and he asks a decree of divorce. Headline: She gets divorce from spiritualist. She testified he pretended to commune with the spirits, and not in the exhilarating liquid variety. He called her vile names, declaring he had learned in the trances her every act since their marriage. Some of the things the spirits told him were not what good spirits should talk about, her testimony contends. He entered a demur, which was overruled. So in default of further pleading on his part, Judge Edwin M. Lamb, in district court yesterday afternoon, granted Hazel Sylvan a divorce from Eugene Sylvan. Husband claims she threw things at him with a woman's aim. Also, she tried to kill herself with indifferent results. Barton Gendel filed a complaint in divorce court against Evelyn Gendel yesterday alleging cruelty. And they were married for 5 years and there are no children. He alleges that his wife is possessed of a violent and ungovernable temper. Once she took a revolver and threatened to kill him. Another time she threw a carving fork at him. Yet another time she threw a cut glass dish. With the proverbial accuracy of aim attributed to women, she hit something else altogether. Queer threats are cited in complaint. Rope and razor figure prominently in woman's divorce appeal. Charging that her husband Lorenzo Ciappetti threatened to get a razor and cut her nose off, and on another occasion he threatened to drag her through the streets of Meaderville on the end of a rope, Mary Ciappetti is asking the district court to grant her a divorce on grounds of extreme cruelty and desertion. The Ciappettis were married in Butte, May 20, 1913, and have lived in Meaderville since. Besides the decree, the plaintiff asks custody of the child and $60 a month for maintenance of herself and the child. Thanks for listening to 100 Years Ago in Butte.